As most of you know, I like to flip things on their head. One of the things I've been thinking of recently that has had a huge impact on me and on the clients that I've been working with is the whole idea of happiness versus success. Now, most people chase things that they believe will make them successful, hoping that by the time they get there, that they are going to be happy. Problem is, only a fraction of truly quote unquote successful people are actually happy. Why? Because the journey actually sucked. So flip it. What if you sought only to do the work, hang around the people, have the environment, build a schedule that made you happy? And so if you do that, you will naturally want to do the things that will grow more of that happiness. And if you align the things that make you happy with all of the things that make you money, because there's lots of different ways we can grow our businesses and become quote unquote successful, then by the time you actually reach your goals, you're thrilled. It's awesome. But again, so the difference is 100% of happy people are successful, however they define that, whatever their goals are. But only a fraction of what many of us look as successful people are truly happy. I grew up in very privileged life, right? 12,000 square foot home, 8 cars, a whole 9 yards. My dad worked for a $4 billion steel company. We had parties at the house. I met a lot of really important people. And I can count on one hand with 3 fingers, the people, all of those people that I met, that I can truly say that they were successful by society standards and also truly happy individuals. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but I've got classical music playing. Why? Because it makes me happy. It makes me creative. And I look forward to those little gaps in my day when I don't have calls, when I can turn that on and just be creative. So I've got a bunch of presentations I'm putting together. I've got some other writing that I need to do today. This makes me happy. You know, and some of the stuff we do, we don't actually, it's not like our best and most delightful thing to do. But if you're like, wow, this outcome that I'm working for, that makes me really happy. I just want to do more of it. What makes me happy is being able to talk with people and open up something that was closed before, to take an obstacle out of someone's way, to bring a new idea into someone's life or business that makes them go, wow, that's going to change things. That's what I love. So in order to do that, there's a whole bunch of things I need to do ahead of it. But because I love that end game, all the different little steps along the way are a joy as well. So think about what you're doing right now. How much of what you do truly makes you happy? I had a conversation with someone yesterday about this. He had a bunch of things that he was doing. He lives a very stressful life, lots of stuff on the go. So I asked him, which of all of those things makes you happy? And why does it make you happy? Can you articulate what it is about that that makes you feel like it just turns on all the lights in your head? And so when you can really nail down what makes you happy, you will be successful 100% of the time. And successful by however you define it. Don't worry about how society defines it. I posted that in a Facebook group the other day, that 100% of people are successful, but not every successful person is happy. And someone's like, well, if someone's, you know, someone who could be poor could be happy. And I'm like, correct. Because maybe success in their mind is not being stressed out, to not have to work at a really stressful job. And that for them is success. Yeah, they're happy. Because that's what they want. And they've built up what they want. And if they're not happy, well, what does make you happy? So few people have taken the time to do that. So here's something you can do. 4 things you can say. First of all, what kind of work makes you happy? Right? What kind of just day to day, if you could do it every single day, you're like, love that stuff. What makes you happy work-wise? What environment makes you happy? I don't have an office, a bricks and mortar office, because I hate that. Because when I worked for corporate Canada, it was like, excuse me, you're 2 minutes late for work. You took like 1 hour and 5 minutes for lunch. And I wanted to just stab everybody. Not a good feeling. So what environment makes you happy? Third one, what people make you happy? What kind of individuals do you want to work with? What kind of clients do you want more of? And then the last one is what schedule makes you happy? I like to be able to work from anywhere, anytime I please. So I built a business that allowed me to control that. So if those, when you understand those 4 aspects, bang, 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 what work, what people, what schedule, and what environment, make you happy, you will be successful. And you will chase all of your dreams. Actually, you won't even have to chase them because you're just going to invite them for dinner instead. If you feel like you are chasing your dreams, like you're doing all this work, but they keep pushing further and further away from you, chances are you've got a block because you're not doing what makes you happy. Figure out the piece of the puzzle that actually turns all the lights on in your head and makes you really, really excited. And then everything will just become clear. Oh, I should do more of this thing because I like it, because it makes me happy. And if there's things you're like, well, Bax, you know, like there's stuff that's got to get done, I just don't like it. Well, get rid of it, right? You can delegate it. You can outsource it. You can automate it. You can replace it, or you can eliminate it. It's called the Adore Method. It's part of what I teach in my program. It's absolutely brilliant. Super, super helpful for people who try to throw up an excuse as to why they can't be successful. All the different reasons in the world that will prevent them from being a happy individual. Happiness is a choice. And I'm going to leave you with this last thought. You always have a choice. And there's three choices you can always make. You can live with it. You can change it. Or you can leave it. Make one of those choices and be a happier person today. And that's Claire de Lune playing in the background. It's one of my favorites. Peace out, guys.